Good morning. This is Choices, and this is Judy Mario, your host. I'm the author of the book, You Are More Than Enough, and I've been studying self-help and self-confidence for over 25 years. I used to own a finishing school and model agency in Las Vegas, Nevada called Universal Models, and at that school, we had a lot of kids that came through the program just for personal development or just to learn how to believe in themselves or to have more confidence, and we helped them do that. It's amazing to me how many people feel unloved. How many people in today's world just feel like no one cares anything about them? And so I decided to do this program today because I had a conversation with someone this week who's just felt like life wasn't so good anymore, that things were going wrong and that they were unloved and unlovable. And that all happened because her husband told her that he wanted a divorce. So I thought, you know what, we need to think about this. It's not about the other person. It's about us. But you see, to love and be loved is one of humanity's deepest desires. Too often it remains this unsatisfied hunger, this burning inside of us. Especially because if we feel unloved over a long period of time, it can cause us to feel unlovable. And that means that we'll probably retreat into ourselves, locking away our feelings and our desires because we feel we are not good enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not handsome enough or smart enough to be loved by the people around us. Well, I promise you, you are more than enough. And so we have to quit. Stop feeling unloved. You see, when you feel unloved, very often depression, frustration, and anger become the result. It becomes the result of feeling unloved. And most of us have experienced that feeling of being unloved at one time or another in our lives. If and when this should happen to you, well, there are some very simple choices you can make which will help you feel better about yourself and regain some of your joy for living. And that's what we want, joy for living. So let's talk about what are some of the things that we can do so that we feel loved and we feel lovable. And the first thing starts with keep on keeping on. Now, what I mean by that, keep on keeping on, is sometimes the only thing we feel like doing is crawling in a cave or crawling in bed and pulling the covers over our head and crying. The loss of a loved one, whether through death, divorce, or a change of circumstances, can trigger a whole wide range of negative emotions. And if we continually express these negative feelings, we find ourselves stuck in misery. And you and I don't want to be stuck in misery. We want to move forward. We want to have a joyful life. So when we're having times like these times where we just want to pull that cover up over our head and not get out of bed, this is when we have to make a choice. We have to make the choice to keep putting one foot in front of the other. We have to make the choice to keep on getting up, keep getting dressed, keep going to school, or keep going to work. Just keep on keeping on. See, the comfort of routine and the stimulation of outside events will help over time to lessen the pain that and the power that that pain has over our loss. We want to do something that lessens the pain. And the way that you do that is you keep on keeping on. You do something. You do something. Even if your heart's not in it, you do it. I've been there. I've had periods of time where I just felt like life had no more meaning. When my mother died, when my dad died, when my brother died, when I lost my job, when I got cancer. There's all kinds of times when I felt that way, when I felt like nobody loved me. And the worst part was there were times when I felt like God didn't love me, that God was against me for some reason or another. And those are the times when you have to just keep on keeping on. You have to just keep doing something. You set a goal to do something, and you stay focused forward, and you do it. And one of the best things you can do is to do something for someone else. Because when you do something for someone else, you get out of yourself. Now, let's think about what are some of the things that you could do for someone else. Well, you could volunteer to help at a homeless soup kitchen. One of the things that I did was volunteer to feed the homeless on the fifth Sunday of every month. And what that meant was if the month had a fifth Sunday, then that was the day that I would go and serve the food. And so I didn't have to do it every week, but it gave me something that I knew I had to do if the month had a fifth Sunday. And then when I would go there and serve the food to those homeless people, and they were so thankful to get a really decent meal, and they were thankful to have someone smile at them and be pleasant, it helped me get outside of myself. It helped me to think about someone other than me. And you know, those homeless people would come up and they would thank me for volunteering my time, for making the good food, for serving them the food, for having a smile. And it made me realize that they did appreciate me and they did care about me. And in some ways, that was love that I was getting. And it was starting to reinforce for me that I was a lovable person. Another thing you could do, you could volunteer to help a senior. Maybe there's a senior that lives in your neighborhood that maybe they need their lawn mowed, or they need a ride to the doctor, or maybe they just need someone to sit on the porch and talk with them and have a conversation with them because they're lonely. So do something for a senior. Find someone in your neighborhood that you can do something for. You could get involved with Habitat for Humanity and help build a house for somebody who didn't have a house. And believe me, when you're involved with the other people at a group like that, they're positive and they're doing something, and they're doing something constructive. And so you become a part of a positive group. And when you become a positive part of a positive group, that helps you be more positive. You need to be around people who are not negative, who are more positive. Become a part of a community action group. Maybe there's something in your neighborhood that needs to be cleaned up, like graffiti. Or one of the things that we did a couple years ago is that we volunteered to help paint a whole community down in El Salvador. My honey and I were down in El Salvador, and we went to church, and the church said they needed somebody. We were on vacation, and they said they needed somebody to help paint. And we just volunteered, and I have to tell you, we had such a great time. Not only did it feel good to paint the houses and make them look clean and nice, and to see the faces of the people who lived in the houses light up and how thankful they were to have their homes looking new and clean, but we worked with other people who were helping to paint, who were positive, who were having fun, who were enjoying themselves, and it helped us to have a really great time. People said, you went on vacation and you painted houses for someone else. Are you nuts? Well, maybe, but you know what? We had a really great time, and we met some incredible people, and we felt like we did something that made a difference. And you see, that is a big part of it. A big part of it is that you feel like you've done something. I believe it's called self-determination. Self-determination is, you know, you do something, you help somebody, you're determined to make something happen. And when you're determined to make something happen for someone else, it also helps you. And you can have that self-determination where you're concerned, where you do something for yourself. And you need to make the choice to do something for yourself. You deserve it. Once in a while, just read a good book, or take yourself out for a special lunch, or take a nap, or go for a walk. Do something for you. See, we live in this hectic, stress-filled world, and if we don't stop and remember to care for ourselves, we can begin to resent everything else we do. And that leads to feelings of being unloved and unappreciated. And you know what? That little voice inside of you will start screaming, well, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? So give yourself a mini vacation from everything you should do. And do something just because you want to. Something just because you want to. You see, that will lead you to motivation. Because once you are doing things because you want to, your motivation is unleashed, and then you become more passionately engaged, and you become curious, and you become persistent. And if you're like that, then that's when you're going to achieve high levels of whatever it is you want to achieve, because you are feeling good about yourself. You're loving yourself. See, a lot of people say that this choice thing is just a bunch of bunk, but it isn't. We can make choices even when we're depressed, even when we're not feeling good about ourselves, even when we're feeling unloved. We can make the choice to do something, to get up and do something for someone else, to get up and do something for ourselves. There are simply so many things that you can do that you can make a choice about. And if you stay self-determined, you're going to do it. You're going to love yourself. And see, that's the important thing. Start with loving yourself. Who are you? Do you really know who you are? Have you made a list of your strengths? Sit down and write down all of the things there are that are good about you. Make a list of all of your strengths and all of the good things about you, and you're going to find there's so many good things. And that's a beginning to start loving yourself. That's a beginning to start feeling empowered and start feeling like you are someone special. And when you love yourself, then it's going to be easier for other people to love you. Because when you're feeling special, when you're feeling like you're someone that people can love, then people will love you more. Now, how do you do that? Well, whatever you do, whether it's your job, whether it's a favor for a friend, or whether it's treating yourself to a day at the spa, do it with love. Choose love. Choose to do it with love. Entering into any situation with a feeling of dread or resentment or frustration will only make the task more difficult. If you get up in the morning and you think, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to be around those people. I don't want to do what I have to do. Then guess what? It's not going to be a very good day. But if you find something to love about what you're doing, if you feel that there is something in the situation that you can love, well, guess what? It's going to make your life so much better. It's going to make your life so much better. Here's the bottom line. If you want to be great at something, if you want to be passionate, if you want to be creative, if you want to overcome setbacks and failures, if you want to tap into your motivation, if you want to have a great life, then think about how you might be more determined, more self-determined. Think about how you can set more of your own goals. Think about how you can really care about your own life. Think about who you might get to support you, who you might get to believe in you. And how do you get support? You get support by giving support. You get support by giving support. Remember that. See, I developed for myself an achievement journal. My dad told me when I was 16 years old that if you really want to be successful, you have to have an achievement journal. And what that was simply in the beginning was a three-ring binder where I wrote down my goals. And I wrote down my weekly goals every week, and then I would set about doing them. This is what I want to do first, second, and third. This is what I want to accomplish this week. And those goals were set in 8 different areas of my life. So I'm going to suggest that you do that. Get out a piece of paper and divide it into 8 columns. And write in those 8 columns, write career, financial, relationships, health, spiritual, education, community involvement, and recreation. Let's go through these a little bit at a time. Write career. Career. That's number one. And what do you want to accomplish in your career? And also write down, I feel good about what I've accomplished so far. And write down the positive things that you've accomplished in your career. And don't say, well, there's nothing I've accomplished. Surely there is one, even if it was just that you were on time every day. Put down something positive that you've done, and then write your goal as a next step. This is my goal. This is my next step. This is what I'm going to do this week toward my goal. And do the same thing for finances, and the same thing for relationships, and the same thing for health. The spiritual aspect of your life, your education. Now, your education does not have to be that you're going to school. Going to school is good, but there are lots of other ways to get education. You can travel. You can have experiences. You can go to seminars. You can ask somebody to be your mentor or your coach, or ask people for advice where you learn something. You can read books. You can read magazines. So all of those will help you. And I suggest that if you're in an unlovable state of mind, then get yourself some self-help books. Get some books like my book, for instance, You Are More Than Enough. That book tells you how to get out of that funk, and it tells you how to move ahead. And there are incredible books out there by other authors like Napoleon Hill and Nathaniel Brandon and Tony Robbins and Jack Canfield. There are so many fabulous things out there in the self-help market that you can listen to, which are going to help you feel better about yourself. You see, we have to program our own mind. You have to program your mind, because what's happening is that when you're not feeling very good about yourself, I'll bet your self-talk is probably getting pretty tacky as well. You're probably saying things to yourself that are not very nice. I'm so stupid. I'm so dumb. I'm so ignorant. I could have. I should have. If only I had it. And so you need to reprogram your mind. And you can do that by listening to positive CDs, by listening to positive MP3s. You can do that by reading positive books. But you have to take one of those steps. You have to take that first step to do something for yourself. And do it regularly. Write on your goal book that every day you're going to do something for yourself. One little thing that you want. One little thing. See, that's a way of showing yourself love. And when you show yourself love, you're going to become more lovable. And when you are more lovable, then other people are going to love you more as well. And so focus on how you can set some goals and go forward. Another thing is like the community involvement. It's like we were talking about a little while ago. Do something for someone else. What are you doing to make the world better? What are you doing? Go drive that senior citizen to the doctor. Go sit on the porch and talk to somebody who's lonely. Talk to some teenage kid in the area who you see spending a lot of time by themselves. Maybe they look a little weird or not like the kind of person you'd want to be around, but maybe they just need somebody like you to talk to you for a little while. Ask somebody to help you. I asked a young man the other day to help me learn how to make MP3s on the computer, and he was a little bit shocked that somebody as old as me would ask somebody as young as him to help me with the computer. But he said, of course, you can, and here's my number, and you can call me anytime you have a question about the computer. And it made him feel important, and it certainly helped me to have somebody that had the knowledge to share it with me. And you know what, I think it's helping him a bit too. It's helping him learn how to communicate with people in a different age group, because I don't think he had done that before. And it helped him step out of himself and see that maybe older people aren't totally boring, that maybe they know a little bit and want to know more about what he knew. And the fact that I made him feel important made him open up to me. He sat and talked to me for the longest period of time, and prior to that, he'd just been sitting there by himself looking totally bored. And I thought, you know what? I bet he knows how to do this making MP3s. And so I asked him, and he said yes, and he was so absolutely thrilled that he had someone to talk to. And then he ended up telling me that he didn't even really want to be at the event where we were, but that his parents had made him come there. And I agreed with him. I said, you know what? I probably wouldn't want to be at this event either if I were you. I'd want to be with my girlfriend and jet skiing like you said you want to do. But unfortunately, you're here. Your parents made you come here, so you got to make the best of it. Anytime you're in a situation that you don't want to be in but you can't do anything about, make the best of it. See if you can find something about it that you can like, something about it that you can love. Reach out to someone and see if there's something you can learn. I called him. I said, reach out to older people. You know, everybody here is a lot older than you are, but everybody here has some knowledge, and they might have some life knowledge that you might need. And so learn how to ask questions of these people. Ask them to help you. Ask them to tell you about their life experiences, because that is showing love to them. It's showing respect to them. And if you really listen to their answers, you are probably going to learn some powerful things that you can use in your own life, that you can use in your own life. And if you don't learn something from them, at least you learn how to listen and how to look like you were interested. And that's going to be a very, very successful tool for you later in life. And then the last one, be sure to set some goals in recreation. Have yourself some fun. You know, if you really want to love yourself, you're going to have to start having some fun. If your life is not fun, well, no wonder you feel unlovable, because it's not fun to go through life just being bored all the time. It's not, you just can't feel like you're having love in your life when you're not, when you're just having work, 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 and you're just viewing it as a chore and there's nothing about it that you really love. See, find something about your work that you love. Find something about it that you love. It might be the people that you work with, or it might be the feeling of accomplishment when you get something done, or it might be that you're learning something new when you work. And so find something that you love about it. Find something that you want to do. And if you absolutely can't find anything that you love about work, then just remember this. Love your paycheck, because you're getting paid to be there, and that's probably why you're there, because you're getting that paycheck, and that makes your life better because you have it. A lot of people tell me that they work at the jobs they work at because they have insurance. Well, that's something to love. The fact that you have insurance. If you get ill or if a member of your family gets ill, then you have the insurance and you know they're going to be taken care of. So, you know, find the good things and concentrate on the good things. Don't concentrate on bad things. Concentrate on being even better than you are. Concentrate on making things happen in your life. You know, there was a young teenage boy by the name of Eugene Orowitz, who constantly was made fun of because of his lack of coordination and his athletic ability. And he was also incredibly shy and incredibly self-conscious, which only added to his humiliation. And one day, while sitting on the sidelines and observing the high school track team practice, the coach jokingly asked Uggie to come and try the javelin. You know, I don't know why the coach called him Uggie. Nobody ever seemed to know that. And everyone expected this young man to make a fool of himself. And instead, he threw that javelin further than the varsity javelin thrower. He was a natural. And from that day, Uggie practiced diligently. And by the time he graduated, he held a national high school record and landed a full college scholarship, and he had big dreams of being an Olympic competitor. But he never made it to the Olympics. He never made it to the Olympics, and instead of giving up, he decided to try a new goal, and he became an actor. Now, that doesn't seem like so it's such a bad deal, except that acting's really hard. You know, it's hard to get into acting. And everybody was like, oh, my goodness, he's never going to make it. Well, you know, that young man, Eugene Orowitz, became very, very well known as an actor by the name of Michael Landon. Michael Landon. And Michael became a television superstar. And 3 weeks before Michael died, he was interviewed by TV Guide, and he said in that interview, somebody should tell us right at the start of our lives that we are dying, and then we might live life to the limit every minute of every day. then we might do whatever we wanted to do and do it now, because there are only so many tomorrows. There are only so many tomorrows. So think about that. Love yourself now. Love yourself right now. Love yourself with everything you've got, and do whatever it is you want to do. And if you don't know what you want to do, sit down and write out everything you think it might be fun to do, every place you'd like to go, or every place you think it might be interesting to go and see, and start writing down things that might be possibilities of something you would like. And then start cutting out pictures of those things. Cut out pictures of the car you would like to drive. Cut out pictures of the places you would like to go. Cut out pictures of the body you would like to have. And make yourself a vision board. Get a piece of paper and paste those pictures and put that board where you can see it. I put my pictures in my achievement journal, because I look at my journal every day. I write in my journal every day. Every day I write in that journal, what is it that I did today toward my goal? So that's the perfect place for me to put the pictures, so that I can be looking at them and seeing that this is what I want. This is, if the world were perfect and money were no object, this is what I would have. This is where I would go. This is who I would be. This is the way I would dress. These are the clothes I would have in my closet and that I would wear. These are the shoes I would like. This is the swimming pool. This is the kitchen. This is everything I would like to have and do and be and go and enjoy. And you know what? It's going to happen for you. Because when you are focused on what it is you want, and if you want love, you put pictures of hearts and you put pictures of people smiling together and people laughing together. And if you want love, you're going to get it, because you're focused on it. You see, what you focus on is what becomes your reality. And if you're sitting around feeling unloved and you're focusing on being unloved, that's going to be your reality, because you are going to be miserable. You're going to be sad, depressed, unhappy, angry, and guess what? Then you're unlovable and people don't want to be around you. See, if you feel that there's absolutely nothing in the situation that you're in, absolutely nothing that you can love, then it's time to love yourself to make some different choices. It's time to love yourself to choose a different path, to go a different way, to keep on keeping on, to do something for someone else, to do something for yourself, and to do it with love. Learn to love yourself. Love is a choice. It's a choice, and it's a choice that you can make for yourself. Start by loving yourself, and you're going to find that it won't be long until a lot of other people love you too. And you won't be long. You see, you are more than enough. You are more than enough to have all the love that you want in your life. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining me today. And listeners, I want you to know that I always want to talk about what you want to hear about. So just send me an email, judy@judymorio.com, and let me know what it is that you'd like to hear. That's Judy, judimorio.com. judy@judymorio.com. Remember, it's spelled with an I, not a Y. It's I like an ice cream. Judy Morio. So let me know what you want to hear about, and that's what we're going to talk about. Thank you for joining me today, and always, always, always remember, you are more than enough.